ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, the concept under discussion was love of Allah. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, in this part of the supplication, Abu Hamza says, إِلَهِ لَوْ قَرَنْتَنِي بِالْأَصْفَادِ O Allah, if you tied me with chains, وَمَنَعَتَنِي سَيْبَكَ مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأَشْهَادِ If you cut me off from your stream of bounties in the eyes of people, وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِحِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ And if you exposed me to infamy and disgrace to the eyes of people, وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ If you ordered me to proceed to hell, وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ And if you set up a barrier between me and the pious ones, مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكِ وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِ لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكِ This would not stop me from expecting your pardon. This would not make me stop to have hope in you. And Imam says, لا خرج حبك من قلبي. This would not make your love get away from my heart. This means that this kind of love is different from the others. This love is the love of Allah that is permanently with the pious ones. With the awliyaullah. We said that this element, this love of Allah is so important that it compensates sometimes for the lack and deficiency of the deeds. This pleasure is beyond expression. And now another function. Love of Allah, the true love from the servants, protects them from the punishment. If sins cause a person to fall in the eyes of Allah, if the sins and committing them expose a servant to Allah's punishment, then the love of Allah can protect them from His chastisement.
Ramadan, Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says elsewhere, O Allah, my sins have indeed frightened me, but my love of you has given me protection. This might be the very first topics that we discussed when we reached this part of the supplication. You may remember we discussed the concepts of khawf and raja, fear and hope, and the fact that we should strike a balance between these two. Since we have sufficiently discussed them, we're not going to talk about them. And I assume you can refer to the previous episodes of the program in the website. One important thing we need to consider when we are talking about love is that the hearts of people are at different levels and stages in relation to the love of Allah. Among the instances of love is a kind of love which is so superficial and weak that it only remains unnoticed even by the lover himself. And yet, among its instances is the love which fills the heart of a person such that it does not leave any empty place in it for other things. Things which people take as amusement and which occupy their time from the remembrance of Allah. There is also another level of love in which the one is not satisfied with the remembrance of Allah and with standing before Him. The thirst of his heart is not quenched by remembering Him and invoking Him, however long his standing and prayer before Him might be. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in a supplication, "My Master, I'm hungry of your love, such that I can never feel satisfied. I am thirsty of your love, such that it cannot be quenched. O my yearning for He who sees me while I am unable to see Him." From among the more beautiful and more profound kind of love is what we find in the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam in the supplication of Kumail. He says, فَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي صَبَرْتُ عَلَىٰ عَذَابِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ فِرَاقِكَ. Then suppose, O Allah, O my Master, my Protector and my Lord, that I am able to endure your chastisement. How can I then endure separation from you? Then he continues, and suppose that I'm able to endure the heat of your fire. How can I endure not gazing upon your generosity? Or how can I dwell in the fire while my hope is your pardon? This is the result and sign of the most perfect level of love. That is the same kind of love that stops man from being disappointed in the pardon of the Lord. This is exactly what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says. مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَاءِ مِنْكَ وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِ الْعَفْوِ عَنْكَ لَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي. I did not lose my hope. I did not forget your pardon because your love is still in my heart. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Your Jannah, yeah, Allah, yeah.
زاني.